Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride. Cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend. Cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to talk about Felicity Season 1? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, we did it. We finished season one of Felicity. Another one in the books. I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we finished another season of television. 22 episodes. A big chonker.
Yeah, she was a chonky season. Yeah. As the 90s loved to do.
Yes. We're not the days where we do a sensible 12 episode season. We gotta go full in, and then we get a couple of clunkers in there.
It's bound to happen. I would say, like, you know, obviously we had never seen Felicity prior to watching this, and I think it was a little bit of a slower start for us to really find our footing and like find the groove of this show.
Yeah.
But I think once we did, I was like all in. I think it took a little minute for us to kind of adjust. And then I've been all in since like Thanksgiving, since the episode 9.
Yeah. So, like if you've been on the journey with us, like we have covered Boy Meets World, Dawson's Creek, Freaks and Geeks. And this was the first show where I was like, oh gosh, like what happens if I don't like this show? Like what's going to happen if I cover a season or a series of television that I don't like? And I was thinking a lot today about why that was. And I think the thing was this is a college show. I've said it a billion times before. I love a college show in a stereotypical college setting. And the thing that I had a complaint with Dawson's Creek once they went off to college was the fact that, like, they were in Boston and it didn't feel like college, right? Like, I mean, Worthington had more of a college setting.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be like Harvard and like it had like those like buildings and such. But like the thing is that like NYU is firmly planted in New York City. So it kind of just feels like they are young city folk that like go to class. And I think that there's no like Greek life. There's no like, there's not a lot of like typical like drunken college parties. It just feels, it doesn't feel like a college show. It feels like a show with a bunch of young adults who go to class.
Yes, I agree with you. I think you hit the nail on the head and for the reasoning of why, which is because New York City is New York City. And there are a lot of shows that take place in New York City and are New York City shows, you know, How I Met Your Mother, Sex in the City. Like, there's just Friends. There's so many iconic New York-based shows that I think sometimes it feels more like a New York City show than a college show. And sometimes it feels like we kind of skipped the college era. But now that I think we have more of the you know, love triangle, quadrangle sort of situation happening, like, you know, I just think now that we know the characters a little bit better, it feels a little bit more collegey to me. It still feels less collegey than a lot of college shows I've watched. But yeah, I ultimately, like, I really did enjoy the season. And I think it took us places we weren't necessarily expecting to go, some in good ways and some not so great ways. But let's start breaking things down. For those of you who haven't been with us on any of these season wrap-ups on any of the shows we've covered, we usually start with like some character breakdowns. We kind of talk through the main characters, we rank them, and then we do, we're going to also rank the side characters for Felicity because there are a lot of them and it sounds like fun. And then we have MVPs, LVPs, our favorite episodes, least favorite episodes, and then we just make some predictions for the next season. So let's start with our titular Felicity, Sarah. We start the season with her, you know, stalking a guy to New York. Not a great first impression. Felicity, for me, took a long time for me to warm up to her. I felt like, how are people rooting for her? She's a hot ass mess and not necessarily in a good way. And yeah, I would say like maybe it was Thanksgiving where I really kind of turned around on her and was like, okay, actually, like maybe I can hang out with Felicity.
Yeah, I think that's totally so. And I think that for Felicity, her arc throughout the season has been very, very reminiscent of what the first year of college does to a person when they're off on their own for the first time in their life. I think that we saw a ton of growth from Felicity from the pilot to Felicity was here in terms of like, just like, I mean, from the fact that like she came here for, I mean, it's kind of funny that I'm saying like there's a lot of growth and it seems as though we landed in the same spot of her liking Ben.
It was very like a bell curve, right? Like, yeah, she gets some warming up to get to the top and then
yeah, no, like, what I mean is that like she really like she came here for somebody else, her focus was somebody else, and I think that she found like her footing in becoming her own person and also like her own friend. And I think that she kind of she like grew into her own. And I do like that growth for Felicity. And I think that you're right. Like it took a part of my issue when I first started of like, ooh, am I going to like this show, is having a protagonist lead that I didn't really like at first. And it definitely took me some time for me to grow into her. And I know that the reasons why people love Felicity is because of like the clunkiness and people find it endearing. But I also think that like the thing about Felicity is that like she's very cringy, and it really depends on like what your cringe tolerance is. Because, I mean, she's, what's the word that she, not curmudgeon, like
I can't remember. A Budinsky.
She's a Budinsky. And there's times where it's physically uncomfortable for me to watch her do some of the things that she does. And I think like some people love cringe humor and some people love cringiness. And I am one of those people that like always cover my eyes when I see something that is like so awkward that like I just can't watch it. And and yeah, like I needed some time with Felicity, but I think that you hit the nail on the head. Once we got to Thanksgiving, I think everything changed for me and I grew into really liking Felicity and rooting for her. And I do root for her, and I do see the like I am endeared to her. Like there's definitely, and I think that Kerri Russell does a phenomenal job with her. And I'm very eager to see what sophomore year of school does with Felicity or for Felicity. Who she becomes.
Yeah.
Who is the woman that you're going to become, Felicity? I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that once we got into the groove of Felicity, and she, again, she became a decent friend. Like, we complimented her many times on how good of a friend she was. Now, by the end of the season, you know, not so great sometimes towards Julie. But yeah, I definitely think Felicity is a character that, like, at first bite isn't like, yes, this is the best thing ever. It, like, is an acquired taste.
But, like, okay, like, that's terrible. Like, does anybody want to be called an acquired taste?
No, but don't, not everybody stalks someone to New York. So, you know, that's.
Stalks somebody to New York.
Take your medicine, goes into Felicity.
Their application and reads it.
Rewrites one of their essays and submits it. Like.
Yeah. Come on.
I
mean, Ben Troll totally got traumatized this season.
Yes, he's. We'll talk about him. He must have lost some marbles somewhere along the way too to want to go out with her after all this.
He's a survivor, but let's talk about Julie, because I feel as though, like, Julie is the opposite in terms of Felicity, and she was a character, and which is kind of funny because I feel as though, like, I didn't love her as much when we watched the pilot a few years ago, but it was somebody that, like, I endeared myself towards. Immediately. And I think, like, part of that is the fact that she's a Pisces queen, born on March 8th, 1981. My queen, a day before me, a day and 9 years before me. But I really do like Julie. And, like, Julie's arc has been, like, very interesting in terms of, like, facing sexual assault in her freshman year. And, you know, setting off to find her mother and finding her birth mother and then finding her and then her birth mother lying to her and then coming back. Like, she's had a very, very dramatic year. And then on top of that, she's been thrown into a love triangle from hell that she did not even mean to do because Felicity said it was okay and that he was just a guy that she knew from high school. So she got thrown into this mix and totally... and then on top of that, it got broken up with, and, like, it's just, like, so much shit. And, like, poor Julie, all I want Julie to do is transfer and save herself.
Julie is the one who we would warn to be like, girl, get out while you can. Mm-hmm. There's nothing good for here.
Like a horror movie.
She's the last girl.
Don't go into the basement. Just go home. You don't have to solve the crime.
Save yourself. Julie to me is so easily the one that is, like, the sweetest, kindest character in terms of, like, her actions. She's a very good friend. She's very caring. Mm-hmm. She cares about people. But when trifled with, she gets petty, which we love.
Pisces Queen. Brand.
Yeah.
I am nice as can be. When you wrong me, I will hold a grudge and try to, like, emotionally wreck you. And I love that. And I love that from Julie. And the thing is, it's like, she is, like, a cute little puppy dog until you mess with her and then the teeth come out. And it's like, I love the fact that she kept getting, like, dragged by Felicity all season long.
And then
the second where Felicity is, like, lying to her, and Julie was always honest with Felicity, always. She, like, told Felicity, am I remembering correctly? But she, like, you know, like, was open with Felicity.
No,
was, like,
she checked, like, in with her, and
she, and Felicity did not give her the same communication back, which is bullshit. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, Julie has always been a good friend to Felicity, and Felicity has not always returned the favor. And the thing is Julie to me is such a character that, like, has so much other shit going on in her life that she shouldn't be having to put up with this nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, she just found her birth mom who lied to her about being her birth mom and now wants to keep her a secret, which is very tricky. And she finds out she has, like, two full-blooded siblings that she didn't know about.
Any resolution to that?
No, not yet. I mean,
I'm gonna have to add that to my predictions.
Oh yeah, I probably should too. But and then on top of that, like, the sexual assault situation, like, that's awful. And, like, two very, very difficult things that she's had to deal with. And that's not even beginning to talk about the betrayal from Felicity when it comes to Ben.
So, right, and Ben to her, because like she was a very, very good partner to mm-hmm. Ben. And she always was like, what's going on? Like, is there anything that I can help you with? Like, you know, like, do you need money? I can give you money. Do you need support? I can give you support. And Ben was like, no, 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 no. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Like, everybody is always lying to Julie, and she just wants to be there for her people.
She just wants to help. Yeah.
But everyone's treating her like a fucking delicate flower idiot. And that's bullshit.
Yeah. I think we're, you know, one of these things that I'm going to say, you know, in my predictions is definitely like, I think she might get Andy McFeed. And if you didn't watch Dawson's Creek and follow along with us on that journey, it's basically a character assassination where they take a character you love and turn them into a monster. And I just feel like Julie is a prime candidate to be Andy McFeed. And I'm not saying it has to be season two, but I would put money that by the time season three rolls around, Julie has done something that makes us despise her.
Well, okay. The thing is that you mean never despised Andy McPhee. We just hated what the writers did. That's what I mean. Her.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I did not think about that, but you are a billion times right.
Because
the show is called Felicity. They want us to root for Felicity.
Exactly.
And people like writers don't know what to do with two female characters besides pit them against each other.
They have to be frenemies. Yeah.
And we're supposed to choose a side. It's supposed to be Felicity. The show is not called Julie. That wouldn't have the same ring to it. And like, you're totally right. Like, they are going to make Julie off to be something else, and they're going to Andy McPhee her, and it's going to get so bad that the only thing that they can wind up doing is like write her off the show, or like
probably be on the show for the duration, but certainly she's gonna, all characters will have their ups and downs, but I truly feel like she's someone that's gonna take a nosedive. Everybody turns into a villain at some point. A character that I didn't quite expect to dislike so quickly is Noel. And he was Scott Foley. It's hard to hate Scott Foley, right? Like, you look at his adorable little puppy face and you want to just kiss his pillowy lips. Like, you don't dislike him.
Big doe eyes, big full lips.
But the problem is he has some traits that I really dislike in relationships.
Toxic.
He's very toxic. He's very clingy. He's very just like needy and toxic and like too much.
Wishy-washy.
Commit. Make a decision and commit. Instead, he tries to not hurt people's feelings, which ends up hurting everyone's feelings. So Noel is a character like I thought coming into this that Ben was going to be the unrequited love and Noel would be like the best friend turned boyfriend. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't expecting him and Felicity to get together so quickly and then turn sour so quickly. And so, yeah, I was a bit surprised at how much I disliked Noel when I thought going into the show that he was going to be one of my favorites. So I was a little bit surprised by that.
Yeah, I'm surprised as well where we went with Noel. And I think that I started the show being very high on Noel and just feeling like he was... I thought that he would be somebody that I really, really liked. And then he did a lot of things I really didn't like, such as, cheat on Hannah to be with Felicity, or they were in an open relationship, allegedly, the part of the thing about open relationships is that your communication has to be good, which his was not. And then he gets with Felicity only to want to change his mind again when Hannah comes back into the picture, and then breaks off with Hannah, and then gets mad at Felicity for her doing her own thing while he's literally in a bed with Hannah. So like that whole thing I think is what soured me on Noel. And then on top of that is the extreme jealousy with Ben when Ben is just like vibing. Like that's the only thing that Ben does is vibe out.
Yeah.
And he essentially does nothing. Like, I mean, I was gonna say nothing wrong, but just like nothing in general. And like I feel like there's like a lot of things I really loved about Noel. But also he is like a really toxic partner and not somebody that I can like totally root for. However, I really do think that we're going to see Noel come around next season or in seasons in the future. And I would put my biggest money bet that it's Noel and Felicity Endgame. Like I am very firm. It's either that or Felicity's ending up with nobody. She's going to choose herself and be like an independent woman. But there's no way that like Noel is not going to be like coming around in the coming seasons.
I generally agree with you that it's definitely going to be an on and off thing. But I also like, wouldn't you have said Joey and Dawson were endgame in season one of Dawson's Creek? Like, I feel like
it's a
bit tricky in that they feel like they're endgame now, but we don't know what is going to come in the future for, like, specifically I'm thinking Keri Russell and another scene partner. Could she have more chemistry with someone else? And the audience falls in love with that. You know what I mean? Like, it's a possibility. Granted, Noel and the pillowy lips yet again, you know?
Yeah.
Generally, I agree with you. If I had to choose between Noel and Ben and I had to plant my flag in the ground right now, I would say Noel and Felicity are more likely to be endgame material. But let's talk about Ben a little bit more. Ben suffers a little bit from being a little bit capital B boring.
Yeah, he is a bit B for boring, B for Ben.
B is for Ben, B is for boring. He doesn't do a ton. You know, he has the storyline of, you know, needing money. You know, his father basically cuts him off and he needs money to be able to stay in New York and go to school. And he starts gambling. And that gets resolved in like two episodes or whatever. My biggest problem with Ben is that he's boring. I want to like the character more. I think him and Felicity have decent chemistry. I really liked the storyline of him needing a job and starting to work at Dean and DeLuca and that kind of developing their relationship a little bit more. But I just think there's more that needs to be done. And I don't know, Sarah, I don't know if I can exactly put my finger on like why I find him to be so boring. It's just he's like a generic boring guy with like generic boring interests, you know?
I think it's because he, like I said, like he just vibes. Like I think like he's one of those guys that is just like always chill, like nothing really like phases him. He's like not going to – I mean he does get into a couple of like physical fights, which is like – I mean, whatever. It's very, like, typical boy to just get in rando fights. But I think that he's just kind of, like, a steady line. And he doesn't really do anything that's, like, that crazy. And, I mean, like, the thing is that, like, yeah, like, he just vibes. He's just there. He just chills. He is funny. Like, if I had to say, like, who I think, except for, besides, like, Richard, who is only there to be a funny person, like I think from the main cast, the four or five of them, I think the Ben is the funniest. Like I think that, but it's dry. Like it's so dry.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like the bland post that he is. Yeah,
well, yeah. I like that comedy. Like I like the fact that he is like commentating on, like the line where he was like, when Felicity was like, oh, I have to ask you about like a stalking situation. And Ben, it was like, you're stalking somebody else now. Like it was hilarious. Like that was so funny.
Yeah.
And I think that like, it's lines like that where I'm just like, oh, like this guy is just like, he doesn't take life so seriously. He doesn't take himself so seriously. Like he's just vibing out. But then it's like, but what do you do with that? Like what? Like this is like a real human character that you would find in the wilds, but like he's not like a character that you would typically see in a television show that we're supposed to be like compelled to like, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think one of my favorite, like, cuz I agree Ben is kind of the funniest one. I love when Noel approaches him and he said something, and Ben was like, "You're thinking of me?" Like the way he just replies with like the driest.
Yeah, because like everybody else is doing, well, Noel and Felicity are doing so much.
Yeah.
That like we need somebody like the quote unquote straight man to just be like reacting to all the craziness. And yeah. And if we had Ben going out and doing like zany shit as well, especially because like his roommate is Sean, like his job is to react to everybody. He's a straight man. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's not always like the fun part to do, but it's needed, unless like we live in something where everybody is supposed to be like freaking like crazy town crazy, like maybe a Schitt's Creek, like. You know what I mean? Like everybody has like a quirk.
There has to be a straight man, and Ben is the straight man. But I think a season two could have more in store for Ben in terms of rounding him out as a character a little bit more. We'll see. You know, we'll talk about that in our season two predictions. But let's finish out the character breakdowns for the main characters by talking about Elena. Someone who is so near and dear to my heart for probably very obvious reasons. I find her to be extremely compelling. She always has a little bit of a snapback or a comeback. She's so smart and so dedicated and takes school extremely seriously, which as someone who was very similar to Elena, like I connect with her in that way. She went through like a really tough time with the whole Blair thing. That was really rough. I felt like she's always been a really good friend to Felicity. I think she is someone who has someone's back. You know, I loved her continuing to call, what was it? What did she call Noel? Something about a male scum or something like that.
Yeah. Something along those lines.
I just love her. She is someone who is so loyal, and I just really appreciate Elena. I hope we get more from her next season. I hope the professor thing is over before we even start the season. Like, I hope we come back from summer break and it's done and we don't have to follow that storyline anymore, because that's not what I want for this character. You know, like, I'm upset with the writers that they put us in this position, knowing how much I love Elena, Sarah, that they did this to me personally.
Yeah, they did it to you personally. For me, like, I feel as though my most interesting Elena content has been the stuff with her dad, talking about her mom, losing her mom young. I really loved when she met with that black female doctor and like was able to connect, and she was got that scholarship because the only thing that she wanted Elena to do was just pay it forward in the future. Like, that was very interesting to me. Like, I'm less interested, and like I think it just has to do with like my personality type and your personality type. Like, I don't really like relate to Elena about like being like uber serious about everything about school. I love that she's a girl's girl, and I love that she's like a really good loyal friend to Felicity, but in terms of like just who she is and what she does to make it click, like I don't know if like I do relate to Elena, because like, I mean, I'm thinking like to an Annie from a Community. Like, yeah. She had like she was like very serious about school, but she had like a layer of like anxiety and neuroses that like, you know, I could relate to. So like, or even like Andy is a great example as well. Like, she was serious about school. She took very seriously. She was a good student, but like she had like the mental health issues. Like, there's not like a lot that like I personally relate to Elena about. And I also think like, I mean, she's like a lot more grounded than I was when I was 18, 19. She's a lot more mature than I was when she was 18 or 19. Like, I don't think that I can see myself like as like a 19-year-old relating to Elena as a character. However, like, that's fine. Like, not everybody can relate to Julie, and not like everybody can relate to everybody.
No, but I think you make a good point in terms of Elena having a flaw, even, right? I'm having a tough time even coming up. The professor thing, you know, I would point to as like a professor taking advantage sort of thing. It's not really an indictment on Elena. Mm-hmm. And so I'm struggling to come up with what exactly are Elena's flaws.
For me, it's the fact that she's like too serious. Like she, the assassins is the only time I saw Elena be a teenager. Like
yeah,
she acts like an adult like every other time.
She kind of acts
like she's kind of above everybody all the time.
She's just super serious. And I think what we need is more moments like when we saw Elena, Julie, and Felicity hanging out. We're like, oh, we would love more of this. Like, more girls' nights.
Yes. Like, when Elena started loosening up, like, she comes in, like, wearing, like, pretty much, like, Hillary Clinton two-piece blazer skirt sets.
Yeah.
And, like, there were times where she, like, loosened up and was wearing her hair a different way that wasn't so, like, buttoned up. And I really liked the moments where she felt like a teen. But for me, like, I just feel like Elena is like, she's like the 30-year-old hanging out with a bunch of 19-year-olds. Like,
yeah.
And she reacts to everybody like, you're a fucking idiot and you're immature. And I think like to her credit, she had to do that. She had to grow up quickly. She lost her mom young. She had to take care of her dad. Like, she is there to study, become a doctor, make money because she doesn't come from the means. She doesn't have the same privilege as everybody else to fuck around in school. But the thing, and I respect that. I understand it. I think that that is, once again, like, something that needs to be shown on television because – I mean, and also she, aside from Blair and the random other RA that lives upstairs, like, she's the only like Black person on the cast. So she is going to have a different like experience than everybody else, all these other white folk. So like there's that. But like in terms of like a character, and we'll get into our character rankings and you're probably going to yell at me, but she's not fun. She's just not fun. Except in Assassins, where she was kind of fun. But then she took it so seriously, you know? I need somebody, like, a little bit, like, I love Ben. He's just vibing. He's just, like, nothing serious. Nothing is that, like, life is just, like, a bunch of fuckery, and you just, like, deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the thing I need from Elena in season two is she needs to be in more fun situations because we're always seeing her when she's in class with Felicity. You know, we're not seeing her in social situations as much as we are Felicity, Noel, Julie, Ben. I feel like she could stand to be in more party or fun situations, and then maybe we would see a little bit of a lighter side to her, or round her out as a character a little bit more, not have her be as much of a straight A student queen. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we need a little bit more mess.
Even, like, the fact that, like, so, like, the Halloween episode where she, like, had to dress up, like, she's like, I need a costume. Noel gave her a Subway costume. Like, I would have loved her be, like, lean into it. But she was just, like, pissed the whole time that she had to be, like, a Subway person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just want more, like, more fun from her. That's it. And we can get into our character rankings now, but I'm just like afraid that you're going to like send me anthrax in the mail.
Let's transition and talk more about the character rankings you mentioned. Do you want to go first? Maybe we should give people a refresher on where we stood halfway through the season. If I could even find them. We did a halfway through rankings, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
I don't know. Okay, you say your current rankings. I think I can find them. Let me find them real quick.
I know. Yeah. So my number one, unsurprisingly, is Julie. I really like her. I like her story. I like what she does. I like that she's born a day ahead of me by 8 years. Love Julie. Next up is Felicity. She really came up for me in the ranking. Well, actually, I think I like had her high last time too, but I just think that I got endeared to her and I like was rooting for her, actively rooting for her. And I believe in her and I believe in her things. This is what I think has changed the most for me. I have been in my three spot, and I think it's because like of his dry humor, the fact that he's just like there for a good time, that he's the person that like we laugh at, but not in the same way as Sean or Richard or Guy or Megan, even like or Javier. Like, I think that he brings a different type of comedy that I respond to because it's just like a commentary of everything. Then I have Noel, and I think Noel went down in the rankings for me because of how much of an asshat he was for most of the season. And then last I have Elena, just because, like, honestly, I don't really relate to her that much, and she doesn't bring me, like, I'm not like ooh, like an Elena scene, like, this is gonna be fun, like, you know, this is gonna be like, I don't know. I'm just like not vibing with Elena at the end of the season, but maybe in the future I will.
Yeah. So your part, the halfway through season one, you had Julie and Felicity at number one and number two. So that hasn't changed. Third, you had Noel. So he dropped one spot.
Yeah.
Fourth, you had Elena. So she dropped one spot, and Ben jumped up two spots just with his dry humor. Look at you, Ben. Go Ben.
Look at you, Ben. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're just vibing. And yeah, that's all I can ask for somebody.
My partway through season one for me, I had Julie at number one, then Elena, then Ben, then Felicity, and then Noel. Not much has changed by the end of the season for me. I still have Julie at my number one spot. I agree with everything you said. I think if you don't like Julie in season one, gosh, I can't think of why. Like, I don't know what she could have done to offend you when she's been through a rough time, and she seems like she's still like a very kind-hearted person with a petty streak, which we love. Again, if she was just one note and boringly nice, then she wouldn't be at my number one spot. That little petty streak gets her very far.
It's so good. Where the last line that she said to Felicity, like, "You're just a lying bitch."
Ooh. Yes, get yum, out. Yum, 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 yum. Yes,
treats on treats on treats.
Feed me clean.
Yeah,
Elena, I have it number two. I still really love Elena, and I totally understand why she may not work for everyone. It is just, she is extremely my cup of tea. I relate to her on a very deep level. I feel a connection with this character as someone who took school probably too seriously, didn't have as much fun as I probably should have at the age that Elena is exactly at right now. Felt the weight of the world on my shoulders at times from how much I was striving to succeed and be the best, going along with the, you know, the competitiveness in a game situation. I relate to Elena very deeply. And so, of course, she has to be very high on my list. Third, I have Felicity. So she's moved up a spot. I think, like, obviously, you know, I said earlier, once we got to episode 9, Thanksgiving, I started to turn a corner on Felicity. I started to actually understand who she was as a character a little bit more and enjoy her more. And so that's why she's number three on my list now. She's still making mistakes, of course, but they're fun, messy mistakes. And she's not so cringy all the time. No, you know,
I think that she learns from them.
Seemingly. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. She really screwed over Julie. But so Felicity is number three for me. So she's moved up. Ben has moved down one spot below Felicity now. He's just, again, he's just kind of boring. Like, if he wasn't as boring as he is, then he might be a little bit higher. But he needs a little bit more of a personality and to stop whisper talking so much for him to
I don't
be.
Mind the way I mind he it. Talks.
I, don't I can't stand when people mumble. I can't stand when people whisper. I can't hear. Speak up.
Maybe you just need to clean your ears out. Have you ever done the earwax thing?
Oh, yes. Well, no, I haven't done the candle thing. I have one of the things with the camera on the end, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm too afraid to use Q-tips.
Yeah, go to the ENT, ma'am.
Ugh, I probably should. And last on my list is Noel. Noel sucks. Noel, if he wasn't such an indecisive, clingy, annoying person, he wouldn't be last. And yet he is. And that's where he's going to stay. And you know what? Maybe he'll redeem himself next season. Maybe next season will be the Noel season and I will love him. But for right now, he's last on my list, and he was last on my list back at the halfway mark of the season. Cause that was, I think, at the point where he had really couldn't decide between Hannah and Felicity. And I was absolutely done with him.
Do we need to see more naked Noel?
Ooh, I wouldn't be against it.
Yeah. Maybe like a little bit of an ass shot. I can't help it.
Scott Foley. My God. Yeah. Look at him.
I don't know if you can get butt nudity, but maybe
no, definitely
that.
Not. You can't.
Yeah, maybe like we need like a bareback situation.
That might be nice. Yeah, a little bit of bareback.
I don't know. I don't mean to, you know, sexualize him. Yes, I do.
Yes, should we talk about the side characters? Because we have a whole separate side character ranking.
Yeah.
Because this was requested, I think DBK requested it. And people love the side characters, so it felt like in this show it made sense to do it. So included in this side character ranking, in no particular order, we have Richard, Guy, Sean, Javier, Megan, Lynn, and of course Sally. Because we had to include Sally in this. Sarah, do you want to go first with your ranking?
Yeah. For me, I have Javier number one. I think that Javier had some of my favorite lines of the season. Adam and I still repeat, you no make recipe, or like, mm-hmm. you look good for like a basketball player, like things like that. Like Javier was so
what
so
was the muffin
funny.
Thing no muffins for you or
no muffins like yeah he was hilarious. So and like the fact that like now that I realize like who this character or who this actor is in other shows and how different he is, I mean, like the portrayal is brilliant. I think that it's like I just like and blown away with like how much of a character actor this guy is. Javier himself is just like is so fun, and I loved him, and so sad that we lost Javier. It is so unfortunate. But we'll try to deal with that. Next up I have Sean. I think that Sean was just so ridiculous in all of the best ways, with his inventions and his schemes and like the fact that he's like trying to date the library, like just like everything that he's up to is just so funny and so silly. And on top of that, like an incredible friend to Ben, like would literally do anything for him, would like give him the shirt off of his back. And you know who would do a really who would be really nice to have somebody to like date, a really just nice guy? Julie.
Yes, I ship it. I ship it so hard.
Yeah, and I just like really really like Sean and what he's about, and like the fact that like he like just seems like an onion. Like he seems more than the inventions that he makes. Mm-hmm. And I would like to learn more about Sean in season two. Next up, I have Megan. I think that Megan is somebody that definitely like grew on me throughout the season. Like I think that she's the worst roommate that ever existed. And I'm utterly terrified of her and her witchcraft. But I think that like there's just like something about being assigned with a complete rando your freshman year of college and never knowing what you're going to get, like mm-hmm. to get the Megan to Felicity is like pretty hilarious in juxtaposition alone. And I think that I loved meeting Megan's family. Oh my God. I love meeting Megan's family. Like it makes so much sense.
Maggie.
I loved when Felicity bit back, and like, I don't think that Megan was expecting it. And it kind of like gave Megan the respect for Felicity that like she didn't have all school year. But once Felicity started like fighting back and like saying like, I'm not dealing with your bullshit anymore. Mm-hmm. Then like, I really like was like, she was like respect, which I enjoyed. So I think that like Megan is somebody that I'm really interested in. I have a feeling we're going to see just as much of Megan, if not more, in season two. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll make like the opening credits. That'd be interesting.
Ooh, I would like that. Yeah.
But yeah, Megan was a really interesting character. Next up, I have Lynn. I think that Lynn is, at first, I was like, I don't know what really to make of this man. But, like, I think, once again, I think that he's, like, a good friend to Ben. I think that he's funny. I think that, like, the accent that this man puts on is, like, hilarious. But I also think it's his real accent. But, like, I don't know. Like, I just think that he is, like, somebody that I like having on my screen and watching. Then is Richard. Richard is just like such a good foil to Noel. I think it the highlights of the Richard seasons was when like when Richard was actively trolling Noel and how like Noel reacted to it. And like now Richard and Noel are like kind of like bro friends, which like is not as funny and fun, but Richard's great, and I never had a problem with his grilling indoors or his mm-hmm. fireworks or his cable that he wanted to run or the music. Like, you know, be a free man, Richard. Do whatever the fuck you want. Then Guy, I mean, I don't even know what to say about Guy. He's a guy, but he was there a lot. And I know that he also has gambling issues, so I don't know. And then lastly is Sally. You were useless, and I don't need any mention of you on my screen.
All right. So for mine is pretty, I'd say kind of similar to yours. I have Megan at number one. The witchy storyline endeared me to Megan in such a way. I mean, obviously I think the two big things were when her family visited and the witch storyline. Those really were like, you know, I need to know what's in the box, Megan. If I put you at number one, will you tell me what's in the box, please?
Yeah. Adam says that we're never going to get that because it's a J.J. Abrams show. And it's just like something that like we're just not going to get.
I just want to know so badly.
I know. I want to know too.
Yeah.
Also because I think that the bet was that I can get a purse valued at $300+.
Yes.
If we find out what's in the box.
You need to find out.
Yeah, I have the purse picked out. I just need this win.
We just need to know what's in the box. But yeah, Megan number one. I hope we get more from her next season. I hope we get RA wars between her and Felicity. I have Javier number two because he was so iconic. I miss him. Like, I wish if he had stuck around, it's possible he would have had my number one spot. It was just like Megan did more ultimately because Javier left. I do love him. He was so lovely, and I hope he comes back. I have Sean at number three. I love Sean. I would love to see more of Sean. I love his inventions. I love he's such a good friend. I want to see him and Julie date. I really enjoy Sean, and I would like to see a little bit more of him. You know, some of these characters I would like to see bumped up to more like regular cast member or whatever. Like Megan and Sean are like two really good examples.
And you know, it's just going to be Guy.
I can't. If it's Guy, I will revolt.
Guy's going to be...
He's
a star.
Next, I have Lynn. I really turned around on Lynn. I really disliked Lynn in the beginning, but he really is. He's a good friend. He's a really great friend, and I still don't like his shtick of I'm better at three things in the world than anybody else.
Why?
I hate it.
One day we'll find the Lost podcast where we shared three things that each other are good at. It's the nicest that we've been together to each other for years.
It just shows us we're not allowed to be nice to each other, Sarah. Podcasts get lost when that happens.
Oh no.
Next up I have Richard. Richard, as much as I thought you were dumb as rocks and made all the wrong decisions, I did love your rivalry with Noel, and I wish you could hate him again. Please hate him again, because it gave me life. I have Guy next. Guy's useless. I don't care about him. Why do they keep putting him on my screen? And Sally, you're just a plot mechanism. You're a plot device, Sally.
You're just a plot device. Just,
that's where you land is last. I think honestly it's fairly easy for us to give out our MVPs and LVPs. I think no one's going to be surprised that both of us put Julie as our MVP.
Yes,
she deserves it, queen.
Absolutely, for all the reasons that we've already outlined.
Yeah. I will say I was a little bit surprised for my LVP. Shouldn't surprise anybody. I had Noel. I think that he came out the gate a little bit too hard for Felicity, and that turned me off almost immediately, and he just never really recovered with his indecisiveness and he's just desperate. I don't know. He reeks of desperation to me.
Ooh.
Sarah, what about you?
So I also put Noel kind of for a different reason, though. Like, for me, it was like how much he fell for me. Like, I really was rooting for him early on in the season, and I believed in him and all that he did, and he mm-hmm. just like he just became worse and worse and worse. And it just was just like honestly just like gave me like the ick. Just like I got the ick. But I just feel as though the mechanism of like everybody every season needs a villain, and this is Noel's bad season. I'm curious if this is going to continue to Felicity, and if like next season Noel is going to be like fine and he'll go up in the rankings, and then like somebody else is going to be somebody that gives me the ick and I don't like. And I mean we continued that theory on Dawson's Creek constantly. Like everybody had their turn to have a bad season. Yeah. And I'm curious if like this is going to be Noel's bad season, and then we'll get somebody else's bad season next season.
I have a feeling that he's going to be somewhat of like a Jen who has multiple bad seasons. I don't think he's quite like Jen in that she's, you know, he's not a woman who the show wants to call a slut, even though she's never really done anything slutty. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel like the show has anything against her, whereas I would have said Dawson's Creek has something against Jen. But I do think he might have more than one bad showing. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But speaking of, we give out our official MVPs and LVPs, but we also should talk through how the points shook out, because we did name a winner every mm-hmm. single episode. Would you like to make any guesses as to who won the season with the most points?
I feel like it has to be Julie.
You are correct. It is Julie. Julie had a total of six points. So she won six episodes this wow, season, which is quite a lot.
What's that percentage? Six going into 22?
Yeah.
Okay. I can.
You can do the math. Listen, I have the spreadsheet up. I'm not doing math too.
That's a 27%.
That's really high. Yeah, that's a good rate. Do you want to know who came in second?
Gosh, maybe like Elena?
No, it was Ben. Hey, 4 points. He did really well in the beginning. He won episodes 2 and 3.
Yeah, because he was being stalked and he handled it like a champion.
Pity points. Yeah. He gave him some pity points. And then tied for third are Noel and Elena, the Subway twins. They ended up tied. A lot of other people just got 1 point each. So those were the only ones worth mentioning. But yeah, that was, I mean, funnily enough, Felicity only got 1 point herself. And she's the titular character.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Let's talk through some of our least favorite episodes. Both of us said docuventary because
we're already watching on a potato
qualito. Like quality. We don't need it's to be
potato
worse.
Qualito. It's a potato. Yeah, like it was I just like did not like the visual effects that was placed on it, and it was boring and nothing much happened. And the only thing that did happen was that like an episode later, Felicity and Noel were talking about getting back together, and there was not that much breakup time, and it just didn't feel like owed. Like it didn't feel earned, rather. And I was just like, what is this episode? It was coming off of like some excitement, and I was like, I just like do not want to participate in this episode. And I really just like did not enjoy this docuventary.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was not it. And the storyline wasn't good. The other episode I listed was Finally, because I felt cheated. I was upset. I still hold it against
that episode. You're holding a grudge against.
I thought we were getting some fucking duped. And instead we got Finals. Though maybe I shouldn't have this on the list because it does have the Noel eating beets and freaking out scene, which is really funny.
I had cheating, and I think it's because it's like the peak of Felicity cringiness.
Yeah.
Of like, God, like, why did you do that, Felicity? Like, why did you take the freaking paper, rewrite it without Ben's permission? You told him that you're just going to hand it in. On top of that, like, you get Ben, who is struggling in class already. He would have gotten a B, but now he gets an F, which put him in a really, really bad position. And it just, like, was so intolerable. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, leave him alone. If he wanted help, he would ask for help. Well, actually, he did ask for help. She was just supposed to edit the paper. She like rewrote the entire thing.
Yeah.
It was just really aggravating. And I hated it for her.
Yeah, it was not good. On the other side of things, favorite episodes. The back half I thought was all really good. So most of my episodes are from then. I have The Force, which is the penultimate episode with the witchiness. It's just like, it couldn't not be high on my list. Assassins, an obvious really good one. Felicity Was Here, the finale. I put the Thanksgiving episode next because that was the one that for me really like hooked me on the show, was the Thanksgiving episode. Of course, we love a birthday episode. So happy birthday. That's like a very big Julie episode. And I also, I put a lot of episodes on here, but I also really liked Gimme an O. All of these though are like the back half of the season, which I think makes sense.
Yeah. My favorite episode of the season was definitely Thanksgiving. I think that between the drama and the Javier stuff and the fact that there was like finally the Noel and Felicity kiss, and then Ben just happened to see the whole thing. We got to learn about Elena's home life. It was just all good. And I really, really love Thanksgiving. And on top of that, it's the episode that like really got me to turn around on Felicity the show and Felicity the character. Mm-hmm. And it just did a lot for me. Next up is Happy Birthday. I love a birthday episode. Julie's birthday was a disaster, but it was very entertaining to watch. Then I had the pilot. I thought that the pilot did a really good job on setting the scene. I like will never forget like our reactions and like, you know, everybody's reactions that watches the first episode of like, excuse me, you're going to New York for a guy that like you don't even know that well.
Yeah.
It was just like the laying out the concept and meeting the characters was really enjoyable. Then I have the Force, the witchiness and the spells. Mm-hmm. That was very entertaining. And I just love that we have canon witchery in here. Spells work in all 90s teen dramas. And then I also have Assassins. It's just a fun episode. And in addition to the game, there's like drama mixed in, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. The back half was so good. Like the Force, Assassins, and Felicity Was Here all in the back. It's, I don't know. I just felt like we really ramped things up at the end, which got me even more excited for season two. And speaking of season two, we're going to make some predictions. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first, Sarah?
Well, we go back and forth, don't we?
So yeah. First. Sorry. Yes. Okay. I will name my first prediction. Again, neither of us have seen the show, so this could be really funny or really spot on. Who knows? The first thing I wrote was Felicity will spend the road trip with Ben. Felicity spent the road trip with Ben and they had sex. After which Ben acts differently towards Felicity.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's my first prediction. I like to be very specific because it's no fun if you're generic about it, you know?
Yeah. Like for me, I also have Felicity's going to drive home with Ben. So essentially she chooses Ben. And then when Julie and Noel find out, they will freak out. Like they are going to be bothered.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. I have Felicity and Julie try to be friends again, but will ultimately be frenemies.
That makes sense. Julie and Sean hook up / dating. Sean will tell Ben that he didn't know what he had with Julie, and he was so lucky to have Julie, but he fucked up.
Yeah, this is fan fiction, but I like it.
It's fan fiction. Fair enough.
I have Felicity and Noel are going to kiss by mid-season. It's just gonna happen.
God, messy.
Maybe I should even say, I'm gonna change that. Felicity and Noel have sex by mid-season. That feels like a stronger opinion. Yeah. Let's do that.
Noel is going to be really immature and petty and ignore Felicity and Ben for the first few episodes.
Oh, petty Noel. I would love to see that. I said Julie spends most of the season single, I think.
Oh, honestly, she kind of needs that. For me, I feel like Julie I think that Julie, we're going to see like a resolution with like her her birth parents. And I think that she'll wind up meeting her birth father and birth siblings. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to get a resolution for that. But I also think that Julie is going to wind up transferring schools by the end of the season because of all the bullshit. It's just too much. Julie. I know. I feel bad, but like, I just feel as though like, it's just not going to be a fun time for Julie. And like, she came to the city to meet her birth family. And once that happens, like let's go to like a fun party school where you can go to the beach. Let's go.
For Elena, I wrote, Felicity is going to find out about Mr. McGrath and Elena and will talk sense into Elena. Even though my hope is that we won't even have to talk about it because it will have already ended over the summer. I think that's probably it's more likely that Felicity is going to find out.
Yeah. I said also Felicity will find out about Elena's affair and meddle. Be a Budinsky again. Yeah. I also have Felicity is going to change her major to art, and Elena will be very disappointed in her.
Ooh, I think that's a good call. Yeah. I have Julie does drugs. Keeping it simple.
Yeah, I can see that. If we're going to like, you know, do a character assassination with Julie, I can see something like that happening.
Yeah.
Guy is going to be in the opening credits.
No.
Yeah, I don't know why I put that, but you know, I feel like he's the star of the show, so why not?
Oh my gosh. Felicity gets drunk AF at a party and kisses two dudes in one night.
Whoa, how fun. I have Felicity and Megan will somehow room together, even though they're going to be REs, but they're going to get closer this year.
Love that. It'll be like a Joey and why am I forgetting her name? Joey and what's her face from Dawson's Creek?
You're thinking about Busy Phillips.
Thank you, Busy Phillips. Yeah.
But what her real name is, I'm blanking.
Why?
Not her real name. I mean, what her character name is.
Her character's name, yeah.
Audrey.
Audrey, that's it. Sean makes three decent invention ideas that Sarah and I like.
Ooh. I think that's a guarantee.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And then my last prediction is that we are going to get a Sally appearance, like a proper, we're going to meet Sally.
Wow. I don't think it's going to happen. At least not right now. I think it's going to be a few seasons if it happens at all. My last prediction are Julie and Sean are going to kiss. And I've already said before, Julie's going to get character assassinated.
Yeah.
So that's what we have for season two, which we're going to be getting into just next week. So I'm really excited to watch this episode. I haven't watched yet. And it's been like 2-ish weeks since I've seen the season one finale. And I know that's not multiple months, which is what everyone else has to wait when the show came out. However, I'm itching to watch the next episode, the season two premiere.
All right. Well, hopefully you can itch that scratch real soon.
Yes. But yeah, we just finished season one of Buffy. So if you want to join us on that ride, it's been a lot of fun. We recently covered the movie The Mummy with Melissa. So go listen to that. And then coming up soon, we're covering Drive Me Crazy with Lindy. So that's also going to be tons of fun. As for me, you could, you know what? I think we actually have feedback. Hold on 1 second. I got to pull it up. So I'm trying to wrap up the podcast and I'm going to miss out on some feedback here. Sarah, what else do you have going on while I pull the feedback up?
Yeah, Whirlwind Podcast is pretty busy. I'm doing Previously on Shameless, where we go through the entire first season of Shameless by only watching the Previously Ons. That's been a lot of fun. And you and me might have an appearance on there in the not so distant future. And then, like tons of other stuff. If you're into Doctor Who, if you are into Veronica Mars, cartoons, everything is over at Whirlwind Pod.
Incredible. All right. We did get a voicemail from DBK. So let's see what he has to say about the season one of Felicity.
All right. What up, though, ladies? Season one roundup. A lot to get in these 2 minutes. So favorite cast members, Felicity, Noel, Elena, Ben, Julie for the cast.
Why?
Favorite side characters, obviously, Megan, Richard, Lynn, Sean are like the top four for me. And also shout out to Sansa. Favorite episodes or standout episodes off the top of my head. Finally, Documentary, Todd Mulcahy, Assassins, and The Force. All stand out top of my head.
DBK.
two people will be promoted to the cast next season from people you've seen in first season. Two people will never be seen again that you saw in season one.
Whoa. I'm pausing. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're predicting
Megan. Megan's getting a bump, and I think Sean's getting a bump.
Up. Bump Who's up. Getting bumped down? He said two people will never Guy. See again.
I think I honestly, like, I joke about Guy, but like, I don't think we're going to see Guy again.
What about Lynn?
Lynn's possible.
I definitely agree with you that Megan and Sean are the two that are going to be bumped up. And then for never seen again, I think Guy
that
and,
so
and
weird.
Lynn. I can't imagine it's Richard. Like, I don't think Richard's getting bumped or like bumped up or down. I think he's just staying Richard.
Yeah, I can see that too. That'd be so weird if they're just like, we never see Lynn again, but I can see it happening.
I can too.
But it would also be like, that was like, besides Sean, like Ben's like
only friend.
But I mean, then again, Noel has no friends at all. So
yeah. Well, who needs friends when you have Felicity, right?
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, hold on. I gotta pull back up the voicemail for some reason. It's
Now you close it out.
Hold on. And the Force, all stand out top of my head.
Here we go.
Two people will be promoted to the cast next season from people you've seen in first season. Two people will never be seen again that you saw in season one, and they're gone forever, never to be. Well, one of them will be briefly mentioned, but the other one never again. And then I'm excited to see what you guys have to say about the whole season. And then I got a question for Sarah. The whole shot on potato thing, can you explain this a little bit? Because I've been listening to the Dear Felicity podcast. It's very good, but yeah, there are some spoiler stuff on it. The main thing that I think you guys would find interesting is the lady always like points out the song changes and plays them. So like when Felicity did the paper, they played Save Tonight was the song instead by Eagle Eye Cherry. But they're always talking about like the exceptional lighting and how well like shot the show is, which is like in contrast, I feel like, to what Sarah's saying. So if she could kind of explain her like shot and potato thing, because I'm just dumb and I don't really like see it either way. I like how the show looks, but I never like think like, oh, this is so well shot or this is so like terribly shot. So
yeah,
I don't know, just if a little clarification on that. Anyways, till next week, ladies, season two, we see who she picks. Peace.
Yeah. So, okay. So the thing is that like I have paid zero attention to the cinematography and the shots. Well, except for everything is so close up.
They zoom in a lot,
which I guess my main gripe with that is as the person taking the screenshots for the graphics, it's like really annoying only have like up close faces. But the phrase like shot on a potato is like from the fact that like it's an older show, the quality is not that great, and it just feels as though like the camera is just like old, and like I can't, it's just like it looks like an older show. Like I feel as though like I don't know, other shows of the era, they do look old too, but there is just something about this. And I wonder if it's filmed on film or some other like resolution type that is making it have this effect. But
it's like a blurring effect almost.
It just feels as though it's not as crisp. But I think that it definitely, I think like the whole thing is that like we are trying to give the effect of like by being this close to the character, I would assume we're trying to feel like we're like there with them, feeling
their
anxiety.
Yeah, it's like an intimate setting.
Yeah, feeling their anxiety, like feeling like their growing pains. So I'm sure it's like all an artistic choice. I just want it to be crisper, but also,
yeah,
but
I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Maybe I need to like lower my expectations for
it. Well, it's from the '90s, you know, like it is.
Yeah,
what it is
an older show. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's everything we have for Felicity. If you want to send in feedback at Shit90s Pod, Twitter and Instagram, shit90spod.com, you could send us in a voicemail. or shit90spot@gmail.com. You could find me on Talking Shit doing Schitt's Creek coverage with my friend Stuart. We're also on YouTube if you want to watch our faces talk about the show. And I think that's about everything, Sarah. Next week, we're going to be covering the premiere of season 2 of Felicity. And
Very exciting stuff.
Really excited to see who she picks. So until next time, everybody, have a good one. Bye. Just ask.
Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.